this very wet Cinco de Mayo Wednesday. Now, your mic's not on. Now, hold on a second. My earphones off. Headphones off. Headphones off. Now your mic's up. Glenn Coble's in the studio. Well, I think your mic's on.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. Now, what happened here?
I don't know. See, we're messing up.
Oh, my. No, I don't think it has anything to do with that. Is your mic off? Yes, who keeps doing that? Your mic has flipped off. On the switch.
Oh, hello, I'm here.
Now, who does that?
I don't know. It wasn't me.
That is so weird. If I had a piece of tape, I'd put it over that.
I thought
we've had that happen. How many times recently that's happened?
I thought I was going to be really funny when I jumped in there. You couldn't even hear me.
You misjudged. Go ahead, caller.
Are you doing that last question?
We certainly are.
All right.
Now, let me give it to the audience who may have just tuned in. The final question is, how long... Boy, if I could find the page here again. Where is it?
I remember the question.
You remember the question?
I think.
Tell the audience, because I've forgotten it.
It's how long did the war last?
Yes, the war between... The battle between... the Battle of Puebla.
Puebla.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I've got 3 hours.
Well,
she's going to be on the air for 3 hours?
3 hours. It's not 3 hours, but that's a good guess.
Well, it says dusk to dawn one day, I guess, and then it says 3 hours. That's the only thing that I could get. Okay.
She's got official stuff.
Well, dusk to dawn was not the answer.
Yeah, well, why not? It said so.
I wasn't
on
there.
It says so on her Google.
You know, this is why we cannot trust Google, and I've lost my pen that I was marking.
Oh, here it is. Did you throw that?
I don't know. Gee whiz, there's pens everywhere here. All right. So whoever chose these pen lists, that's disgusting.
I gave it up a long time ago.
Okay. Final question. How long did the Battle of Puebla last? The battle that gave us Cinco de Mayo today, 740-383-9944.
We're not looking for facts here. We're just looking for what Scott has on his piece of paper.
Well, I believe this is correct.
Okay.
We got this from the Brain Trust in Washington, D.C.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, how long did the Battle of Puebla last, the war that, well, I guess the battle it's more of, that signified gave us Cinco de Mayo? Cinco de Mayo, as they say in the Miracle Whip business. 740-383-9944.
Excuse me, that was funny.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, that was pretty good.
You catch my second act in the next hour.
I don't have to pay, do I?
No, okay. No. It's all volunteer.
Now, the only, like I told you when I came in, the only reason why people know anything about Cinco de Mayo is so that they can tell their friends they speak Spanish.
Well, now, what do you think the evolution of Cinco de Mayo is in America?
Probably some Spanish professora brought it into her class, and it kind of bounces off your tongue, doesn't it? Cinco de Mayo. It's kind of a nice sounding thing,
well,
even though it killed a lot of people.
Actually, we had the answer to this.
Oh, you do? Oh, wow.
Yes, it started in the 50s, in the 60s, and what it came about because, now where is it here? Because it was an interesting answer. I'd never heard of this before.
Some Mexican restaurant wanted to get more customers.
Oh, no. It's because the U.S. had a good neighbor policy in the 60s. And I guess Mexico being our neighbor, we decided to bring a little culture.
I like your one caller that came said, but they didn't pay for the wall.
But they didn't pay for the wall. Man, that is true. But you know what? We still don't have the how long it's we had 19 questions on Cinco de Mayo answered this morning, but we don't have the 20th.
That's because you have false answer.
No, that's the right answer. I was there. The Battle
I think
of
this
Puebla.
Lady it was right the last one.
How long did the Battle of Puebla last?
23 seconds. It was one shot.
It was one battle. It was one battle in the war between Mexico and France that gave us Cinco de Mayo. How long did this battle last? 740-383-9944. We've had daylight till dusk. We've had 3 hours. Neither one of those is the correct answer. What is it? 740-383-9944.
That's kind of interesting that People are so interested in that. I bet most people didn't even know. I know I didn't know that the French were involved.
Yeah, the French were really the only ones involved.
Yeah.
They were trying to collect the debts down in Mexico.
I didn't know that until I heard you say that today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Napoleon was involved. Napoleon III.
Dusk to Dawn would be 14 hours and 8 minutes right now.
That's a long battle.
That's a long battle.
That's a long battle. They
did,
just
did I win going. A prize?
Well, you, that's not the right answer.
No.
How long
Shoot.
Did the Battle of Puebla go on?
Are you pronouncing that right?
See, I wonder. P-U-B-L-E-A.
Puebla.
Yeah. That's what I say.
Yeah,
Puebla.
I think that's
okay.
Right.
And as you know, salsa is the number one condiment in the United States. I thought you would bring in chips and salsa today.
I was planning on it, and then I thought, well, that's what Scott would like. And I said, heck no, I'm not doing that.
Well, margaritas.
Now, that I might have brought
margaritas.
In.
Margaritas. You know, everybody will be drunk tonight. The police officers will be out. It'll be interesting.
Well, they got to have something to do. So I'm talking about the people being drunk, not the police officers. They do a good job.
So what happened this last week that we can't... Well, I'll tell you something. You know, we've used this show so often as a way to find people.
Yes, and we have.
Yes, we have. And we found out about the guy at the skating rink passing away, Mr. San Soto, who was a ladies' man. And I ended up seeing a picture of him, thanks to Jeannie Evers.
And three other people on that same quest.
Yeah, on that same quest. And now we've got two people who I've been trying to find on the morning show that we cannot find. And they're both living as far as we know. Now, one was a lady named Ruth Green. Ruth Green used to write for the Marion Star.
Isn't she a congresswoman?
I don't think.
The Q theory lady?
Not this Ruth Green.
Oh, okay.
So she was a... here's what we know about Ruth. Now, we have gotten information, but we've never been able to locate either one of these people. Ruth Green worked for the Marion Star, and she was big deal there for a long time. One of the first women, I believe, who probably worked there. She started very early. And she lived in Marion all her life. She lived over near Grant Middle School. Now, Ruth would be in upwards of 95 now. She's you know, up there in years, but I knew Ruth in her early 90s. She was still fine. She was still driving, but her sister died a couple years ago, and her husband had died long ago, and I don't think she had any kids. So what we learned was somebody called in who used to deliver mobile meals to Ruth and said that she thought that she was having some memory issues, and she had left her house over near Grant, but don't know what happened to her. So we're trying to figure out what happened to Ruth. Now, there is no obituary online, so she's still with us for all intents and purposes.
That's good.
So where is Ruth Green? That's what we want to know. Because that worries me, because Ruth was the nicest woman. And when you don't have kids, and your sister's gone, and your husband's gone, if you end up in a facility, who knows? Who would know?
How lonely would it be?
Yeah, and Ruth, I'm sure, is in great health, because last time I saw her, she was probably right around 95. No cane, no... She was still driving to the grocery store, still shopping for herself. So if she's having memory issues, I doubt it's affected her ability to...
Get around.
Yeah, right. So where is Ruth Green? We'd love to know. And she used to listen to this show. I used to talk to her gardener, and he used to tell me that she listened. She was a shy lady, but nice woman. 740-383-9944. Any information?
Ruth.
Yeah, on Ruth Green. Where is she? And the other is a guy named Don Fleming. Now, this is a little more complicated, because I knew Don, because when I covered county commissioners about 20 years ago, Don Fleming was kind of what you would call, he was one of those guys who came to every county commissioner meeting, and he would really give it to the county commissioners. He had a little something to say. Go ahead, Colin.
Yeah, did Marion have any ballots on the voting today? Do you know?
Any voting? I don't think we had anything to vote on today.
I don't think so either.
Because I've been watching the news, and they go by county, and, you know, they list, you know, some of the things that, issues that they was voting on in school, and stuff like that. Marion
wasn't
on.
I don't think I saw any, no.
No, I can't think of anything. Now, I'm not saying there's not, but I certainly haven't seen any signs or anything.
I thought maybe you guys might have it if there was some voting.
We certainly would have if there was.
Yes, we would. Now, if
yeah.
there is anything, let us know, and we'll look into it.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know. I just was hoping I'd hear something today on the radio.
Yeah, well, hey, if we hear it, we'll let you know.
Okay.
Thanks for listening.
if anybody, it is, what do they call this? Primary day?
Yeah.
But it's also an election day.
Yeah.
So what, is there anything being voted on today? I don't know.
I think we would have heard more if we had anything going on. I don't think we have anything going on.
It's possible.
Yeah.
But I don't know. 740-383-9944. So Don Fleming was a guy who was there all the time, and he would kind of be a rabble-rouser, I guess you would say.
Curmudgeon?
Yeah, but there were curmudgeons. He wasn't the only one. But there were other ones who did not do it in a
pleasant form.
Yeah, but I'm not going to say Don was always pleasant either.
Oh, okay.
Because I will say probably the county commissioners didn't think he was always pleasant. But he was, I just remember him, he was so, he had a way of talking and a way, he would explain parliamentary procedure to everybody. He was an interesting guy. Go ahead, caller.
As you'll recall, most all voting days are on a
Tuesday?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And today is
Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo.
Wednesday. It was primary day in Ohio yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
The results were on TV, but Marion County did not have anything vote on, as far as I know.
Yeah. Well, so you didn't go out and vote if you knew there was something to vote on?
I didn't want to go get a cookie.
Oh, darn. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Well, you know, I don't know.
I realized when he was asking about today being elected, I knew that was wrong, but I didn't want to correct our caller.
Well, that's where you get. I don't want to be. You don't want to be nasty,
right?
Yeah,
like your gentleman you're talking about right now that we're trying to find.
I don't think he was nasty. I said, he was never talking to me, but he was talking to the commissioners. But like I say, I remember he lectured them one time on parliamentary procedure and how to conduct their meetings.
Was he right?
You know, I don't know, but I know that he was very determined in his way. And so anyway, I asked, I wondered what happened. You wonder what happened to those people, because I haven't seen him forever.
Yeah.
And he would be, we had many calls about this, that possibly he owned a construction business or his son owned a construction business. And then we had a call that he went to school with somebody and he would be about 82 now, and that his wife's name was Rita, and that a lot of people described him as a big guy, not a heavy guy, but a broad shoulder, just
right.
And that was him. That was him, absolutely. Wore glasses. But we have, that's where it's stopped.
Let's find him.
Yeah, Don Fleming or Ruth Green. Those are the people we are looking for.
Yeah.
740-383-9944.
You're also looking for Diane Carroll. I hope that she's able
Pat
to...
Pat Carroll.
I'm sorry, yes.
Diane Carroll, I think, has left us.
Yes.
She's went on to the great beyond.
Pat Carroll, right.
Pat Carroll, who turns 94 today.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, and we were unable to attach in the previous
in the earlier hour.
Yeah.
But I did talk to her last night, and we had a nice conversation like we always do. And hopefully we'll catch up with her this hour or next hour.
Yeah.
The legendary Emmy Award-winning actress, Pat Carroll.
I knew that she was a voiceover lady. Is she still doing voiceovers as well?
A little bit.
Okay.
A little bit, because she doesn't travel anymore.
Yeah.
But that's what most people know her from, because of Ursula.
Well, she was an actress.
Oh, a big actress.
Yes.
I mean, she was in the Sid Caesar Hour. She worked
on
the,
she in the Sid Caesar Hour? I didn't realize
worked
that.
On the Jimmy Durante show, I believe. Sid Caesar is where she got her Emmy. She was guest starred on all those Mary Tyler Moore and Too Close for Comfort.
Did I ever tell you I played on stage with Jimmy Durante?
Did you?
Yeah.
And how was he? Big nose?
Yes, he did have a big nose.
He did have a big nose.
I went up to him. I was probably 18 at the time. And I said, "Mr. Durante, you are my grandfather's favorite person." And he looked at me and said, "Your grandfather's favorite person? Thanks."
Oh, he was a nice man, I see.
Well, no, he was nice. He was just trying to pull my chain.
Oh, he was being fun. His career must have really fallen at that point.
Yeah, of course. He was playing in Chicago. We were the cover act, or the backup act for him.
What did he do?
Comedy.
Did he sing?
Yeah, but, you know, George Burns, you wouldn't call him an opera singer, but he would sing that kind of that scat style, you know,
You know, I wonder if the first, I'm thinking about this election thing now, I wonder if the first caller was asking if anything, if we had the results. Reported.
Yes, I'm sure that's what he meant.
I think that's what he meant, and our second caller there said she didn't know.
Right.
She knew today was not election day.
Yeah, but it sounded to me like she felt the same thing I do, is that there were no Marion
right,
results.
Which is what I think is true, but I don't know.
Right. Yep.
So does anybody know, did anything happen yesterday? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Because I want to, you know, you don't want to misrepresent what the first caller said. And when you go back, he said, I was listening to the radio to see if any, so I'm guessing he was looking for results.
Right, I bet he was.
Yeah. So it doesn't come off as a bad question.
No.
But I think the second caller took it as a bad question.
No, I think she was just trying to set the record straight.
Do we need to set the record straight at this point?
Well, I guess not. But I like listening to her. She had a nice voice.
Yeah. They were both fine.
She was a pleasant lady.
I'm just trying to decipher what happened there.
Okay. I wouldn't.
Which we still don't have an answer to, regardless.
And I wouldn't take it as a criticism of the show.
Well, I don't think I did.
Okay.
I just took it as people giving information, which is what we like.
Yeah, you got a lot of it this morning those calls.
But we don't know how long the Battle of Pueblo lasted.
23 seconds, I told
you. We don't know, 740-383-9944. But Don Fleming, Ruth Green, now why do you think these two, who were, one worked for the Marion Star, one either owned a business or was very active in politics, why these two are not popping up, and yet, as far as we know, they're both still alive?
Well, if I recall correctly, when we were looking for that gentleman that we looked for that you mentioned earlier, we had to talk a long time before we got people to call in and say, yeah, I know that guy.
Well, we've had a lot of people say they knew Don Fleming, but just know...
Yeah, what happened?
What happened to him?
Yeah.
Or where he is.
And if you go to Google and, you know, you say you want to look up somebody, yeah, then they make you pay money. I hate that.
Well, I just, you know, you can usually tell if somebody is still with us by just searching their name and obituary.
Yeah.
And if nothing pops up, then you're good.
How long do they keep obituaries going? I tried to look up my mother, and she's no longer, I can't look her up that way anymore.
Well, I think quite a while, but I think if you died prior to the jump of the internet, you're probably not there.
Oh, she did. Okay.
Yeah. But we don't know. We're looking for Don Fleming and Ruth Green. If anybody has any information on either one of them in the next 2 hours, give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. We'd love to know what happened to them. And I tell you, with Don and with Ruth, they both had very unique voices. If you talked to either one of them, you would know it was them without knowing who they were.
Yeah.
Ruth had a very... kind of, it was a high voice, but it was not a shrill voice. It was a high, just good-natured voice.
Soprano.
Yeah. And Don Fleming had he had a unique way of talking. It was just very fast and very forceful, and he had a unique twinge to his voice, too.
That's interesting. Rarely have I ever gotten to know somebody when I couldn't tell who they were by listening to them on the phone or something. I can understand their voice, but I can't put their name with their voice, but I can see them in my mind's eye. I guess that's what happens when you get old.
Well, what I'm hoping is one day Ruth or Don will call in.
Sure.
And we can hear from them.
We'd love to.
And then after I've talked about them all this time, everybody will get the idea of who they were.
And they'll understand why you thought their voices were unique.
And also why they were unique people.
Yeah.
But like I said, Ruth, I think everybody liked Ruth. I don't know anybody who didn't. Now, Don, you know, it depended where you sat, I guess.
I got you. Yeah. It is interesting. To follow up on some of these old-time radio people. It seems to me the old-time radio people that I know that are still alive live to be very old. I think they're so curious they haven't got time to die.
Well, radio, you know, it's interesting because I was at the grocery store yesterday and one of our listeners came through the line, and I don't want to misrepresent this conversation because I don't have a photographic memory, but basically the idea was they asked me how I could think of things to talk about every morning. Because I don't sit here and read the paper, and I don't read off the AP, and I don't do that.
You do have a good memory for things, though.
Well, it's just, you know, I don't know how you do that. I think that that's curiosity. I think that, because even the night before, I don't sit there and think, well, what am I going to talk about tomorrow? That it doesn't
now, see,
happen.
I do.
Oh, see, I it just, what happens is, as I'm driving in, usually, so I'll see something will happen, I'll think about something that did happen the night before, and it'll lead to something that turns into a bigger, it just triggers something else in my brain.
Well, now, I'm a curious person, too, but I can't do it that way. I have to write things down, or and this has been all my life, not just because I'm 74, but all my life I've had to write things down if I want to bring them up in class or something like that.
You know, the only time I write something down is if I don't want to forget it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, that's that's why I write things down, and I do forget things, so I have to write everything down.
But as far as the monologues that I do here every morning, I don't write those down.
No, I can see that.
Yeah. But one, like this morning, and it seems like a trite thing, but Monday night, and I forgot to talk about it yesterday, so I talked about it this morning, was I went to Wendy's. There's only one Wendy's in Marion right now, while the Delaware Avenue one is being renovated. And I went to Wendy's on Monday night and ordered a salad. I like their grilled chicken Parmesan salad. And I ordered it with ranch dressing, as I always do.
And you paid for this, the public announcement, right?
Well, you know what?
I'm sorry.
I don't know if I don't remember, but you know, they didn't give it to me. Let's put it that way. So we're going through the line, and the lady says, "We've discontinued ranch dressing."
Oh.
Discontinued.
How can you discontinue ranch?
Well, right. If they would say we're out, yeah. I could understand that. But discontinue?
And my favorite sundae we used to get from Burger King, a caramel sundae. They've discontinued caramel. You can only get chocolate now.
Caramel.
Okay.
No, I'm not. But listen, you know what? I'm sorry they took your sundae away, but I can see that. Menu items are discontinued. But to discontinue ranch dressing?
Well, the caramel is the same as ranch dressing.
Oh, no.
It's...
ranch is the number one dressing.
Yes. I don't understand
that at all.
And
people use it to dip in nuggets. They dip all kinds of stuff in that chicken. Yeah. So, but caramel, you know, that's a certain
thing. Did you tell the waiter, are you an idiot?
Well, I said, how can you did you discontinue all dressings? And no, they ran down this line of dressings they still had. And I'm thinking, this is going to cause problem for you.
Yeah.
Period.
I won't... There, I use ranch, and if they don't have it, I won't eat it.
What is going on? Go ahead, caller.
Scott, what is that stuff they use to make guacamole?
Avocados?
Yeah. Now, how are you going to correct Glenn on caramel when you're putting a whole letter in that word that don't even... There's no L in there.
What did he say?
Oh,
he said avocados. Now, Glenn, I need you to back me up. Did he say avocado?
I missed it. I'm going to listen to that now, though.
Let me go to the paper here. Hold on a second.
There is no L in it. She's right.
Avocado. Is that what you're saying?
Avocado.
I can accept Ava or Ava, but not Alva. There's no L there.
Or you can say a Haas fruit.
All I know is I knew somebody who lived in Puebla who used to call it avocado.
And that's another thing. Are you saying it's not Puebla?
What was that you just said? What?
Pueblo, yes.
Pueblo
that
or
was,
Pueblo?
It's got an A on it, I think.
Yeah.
Are we going hardy? What about Puebla?
How would you say it? P-U-E-B-L-A.
Oh, well, yeah, I didn't realize what he was saying. You're right, caller. There was a big incident where the battleship Pueblo...
I think
Pueblo.
It would be Pueblo.
Oh, Glenn, you didn't recognize that at all until this caller
did. Yeah, well, I'm sucking up.
Are you saying Pueblo?
Hey,
so it's Pueblo.
We're sticking together.
Yeah.
It's Pueblo.
Don't you try to break us up, Scott.
It's Pueblo.
Don't you get in between us.
Are we saying Pueblo?
Puebla.
I think that in Puebla, they eat avocados.
Puebla?
Puebla.
Puebla.
So it's not Puebla. It's Playable. What is it?
You're saying A, Puebla.
Right, so how is it correctly pronounced?
Well, I'm not Merriam Webster, but I think it's probably Puebla.
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 Yeah.
Well, you know how they won that war? They threw avocados.
Goodbye.
Thank you. Oh, man.
Left-handed pitchers of avocados. Knocked out the other team.
Oh, my. Avocado.
In life fun.
It is. Well, you know, I am not perfect, as much as people like to
believe. Oh, we know that.
Want to believe it. Avocado. Maybe it was miswritten on the paper here. Where was that? Because it was avocado.
I was listening to you on the way in, and I kept thinking, what is he trying to pronounce? It doesn't sound Spanish, but your caller is right. It's Puebla.
So, Puebla.
Pue.
Pue.
Not Pue.
Pua. Pue. Puebla. Puebla. The Battle of Puebla. How long did it last? The Battle of
23 seconds.
You know, nobody knows. 740-383-9944. Let's see here. We had a question. I'm just looking about the avocado.
Avocado.
Avocado question.
Every
earlier
time
on.
You say that, I think of that their advertisement. Avocado.
Avocado. Anyway, where did that start, ranch dressing?
Yeah, okay. We went a long way. And why are all avocados...
So you said avocado.
No, I didn't. I said
it sounded
avocado.
It sounded like avocado, Glenn.
Well, why are they all grown in Haas? Or why are they all called Haas?
Go ahead, caller.
One day.
One day is not right, but a good guess. Not one day.
Well, that
the
was...
The Battle of... Puebla.
Now you had people say
Puebla.
From the sun up to sun down, and another person say one day. I think they must be awfully close.
Maybe.
Okay.
And we've had 3 hours. That was a guess.
And 24 seconds.
24 seconds. 740-383-9944. How long did the battle that inspired Cinco de Mayo last? And we know.
And this was in...
1862. 740-383-9944. So this is the what anniversary of Cinco de Mayo? We've got 1962.
You're doing it.
I'm confused. So it would be 169?
No. Yes.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Tried to jump on me there.
Yeah, I was.
Go ahead, caller.
How about 7 days on the battle?
Not 7 days, but a good guess, Bob.
Good try.
Good try, Bob. 7-4. Bob's not in the contest. I can't believe it.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh,
we've goodness. Got 19 entries, and Bob is not one of them, and there's only one chance left.
Holy cow.
We've got Patricia and Terry and Sarah and Rick and Ryan, but no Bob.
No Bob. Well, maybe he'll call back and get in.
He's got one question. We did 20.
Yeah. All right.
740-383-9944. How long did the last battle, it wasn't the last battle, the battle that inspired Cinco de Mayo last? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
From dawn to dusk.
Not dawn to, well, that's
third
a Google,
time somebody said
yeah, that's
that.
That's a Google answer, but not right.
I didn't Google it.
You didn't go, yeah, no, that's
he was
right.
There.
He was there.
I was there, yeah.
Were you eating an avocado?
In Pueblo?
I was the cook.
You were the cook. There you go. Made the salsa. Boy, I could go for some salsa and chips. I like salsa and chips. Yeah. But mild. I don't like the spicy.
Oh, I love the spicy. And I love guacamole. Spicy.
740-383-9944. How long did the battle last that inspired Cinco de Mayo in 1862?
And nobody here in the United States was paying attention because there was a civil war going on.
Well, we just stayed out of it.
Yeah.
We said that, no, thank you.
Yeah, we got plenty going on.
We'll wait 100 years and then we'll say it's good neighbor
and we'll
time.
Go get drunk.
Yeah, then we'll say good neighbor. 740-383-9944. How long did the battle that inspired Cinco de Mayo last?
And how big is the largest margarita you've ever seen somebody drink?
Where is Don Fleming? Where is Ruth Green?
We've lost them.
Why did Wendy's stop selling ranch dressing? We need to know all this stuff.
Why don't they have How do you pronounce
caramel.
It?
Caramel
at Burger King on their Sundays.
Well, but sad. That's understandable. There are a lot
you
of
you think it's under. I think it's well, outrageous. I mean,
aren't there a lot of restaurants that don't have caramel?
I've never been to one.
That's not true. McDonald's doesn't have caramel.
Yes, they do.
On what?
Well, they call it butterscotch.
Oh, now butterscotch and caramel are not the same thing.
No, they don't even call it. They do call it caramel.
What do they have that has caramel on it?
A sundae. You can get a sundae there with caramel.
I thought they have hot fudge and strawberry.
Nope, they had caramel.
I have something in my throat.
I will cover for you here.
Whoa.
I got a chance to go watch my daughter, or granddaughter, my 17-year-old beautiful granddaughter, run track last night. That was fantastic. The first time in a year that we've been able to go out as a family. But, of course, you had to sit a long way away from other people. But that was kind of fun.
When's the last time you had a caramel sundae at McDonald's?
Probably 3 or 4 weeks ago.
I think you're wrong on this.
Well, I'm going to go back and find out today.
Because I know they have hot fudge, and I know they have strawberry.
I didn't know they had strawberry.
Oh, yeah, they have strawberry.
Oh, okay.
But I don't think they have caramel.
Well, because you pronounce it wrong.
No, that's the Merriam-Webster.
Yeah, but who's she?
They're bringing an avocado.
Avocado.
Go ahead, caller.
I wonder if Wendy's is going to quit selling salads. And they're just using up the dressings that they
Is that right?
Well, I hope not, have. Because I love that Parmesan grilled chicken thing.
Yeah, because you're right, ranch dressing, I mean, why sell salads if you
That's right.
don't have ranch dressing? It sounds to me like maybe they're trying to use up, you know, they're not, you know, redoing it, and they're going to use up the ranch and all the other stuff.
You might be right. That could be the only answer. Yes, you're right.
You know, if you have salads, you should have ranch dressing.
Absolutely.
Well, you would think, though, that if they were discontinuing salads, that as long as they had them, they would go to a store, just like they do when they run out of pop, and get some dressing.
Yeah, you would think.
And put in cups.
And put in the little cups, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a travesty.
That was just an idea I thought of.
I think we ought to have a march on...
have you ever been to McDonald's and seen a caramel sundae?
No, McDonald's is pretty limited on ice cream.
Glenn, you're wrong.
Okay.
This gentleman knows his ice cream.
All right, guys.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And we also got a note here from one of our listeners on Facebook who's saying about, oh my goodness gracious, 5,960,000 results for the Cinco de Mayo event. And it is saying one day on the internet, but that's not the correct answer.
Now, that's what you say.
Well, it may have happened in one day, but what was the length of the battle time-wise?
It
was not 24 hours.
I have no idea.
740-383-9944. The Battle of Puebla. The battle.
I'm busy looking up sundaes.
I know you probably got a caramel sundae at the Jersey or Dairy Queen.
No, because I don't
go to Burger King. Wait, we know you go to Burger King.
Yeah, I do go to Burger King.
Yeah, but it's Burger King.
Burger King no longer does caramel sundaes.
Our gentleman just said that it's strawberry and hot fudge.
Okay.
Yeah. And why did Wendy's do away with ranch dressing? And
that's don't you think not we right.
See,
yeah.
It's right there, too. Holy Moses. Go ahead, caller.
Daybreak to early evening.
See?
Well, you know, that's the fourth time we've had that.
That's right.
You know, and I'm not saying that's wrong, but give it to me in time-wise.
9 hours.
Not 9 hours. See? So there must be some confusion here.
Okay.
Now, do you know, but this is important because we all go to McDonald's and we all go to Wendy's. Have you ever had a caramel sundae at McDonald's?
Hot caramel sundaes. It says right here that McDonald's has them.
I'm not real sure. Hot fudge is the only one I can remember ever getting.
Sure.
That's probably the one that's most often.
And don't you think Wendy's has lost their minds discontinuing ranch dressing?
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely. We're all in agreement.
We're all in agreement. Thank you.
All right,
bye-bye.
See
ya. Bye-bye.
All right, phone lines are open.
My phone told me that McDonald's has... Well,
you're wrong.
Your phone is wrong.
Well, Google's wrong about the Battle of Puebla.
Well, maybe so, maybe not.
One chance to get in on this contest left. 740-383-9944. How long did the Battle of Puebla last?
You know, I'm going to look that one up, too. I bet Google says it's from sunrise to sunset. I bet. Because we've had four people say that, have we not?
I bet it says it, yeah. But that does not make it true.
Okay.
No, it doesn't. Go ahead, caller.
God, how about 12 hours?
Not 12 hours, but that's a good guess. Bob, have you ever had a caramel sundae over at the McDonald's?
Yeah.
You have?
Ah, yes.
Yep.
Now, what about the ranch dressing going away at Wendy's?
Oh.
I don't care for that. I never get rid of it because ranch is my favorite along with French.
I'm right
with
you, Bob.
We're with you.
Thanks, Bob.
Bye-bye.
See, there you go.
Bob's a smart guy.
Yeah, but I mean, Bob is like you, just a little confused where he got caramel sundae.
Oh, me.
How long did the Battle of Puebla last? The battle lasted from daybreak to early evening. And I'm not denying, that just came from the internet, that that's what it's saying, but that's not what the history books say.
Okay, did you ever ask how many people were killed at that?
No, I don't think we did.
I was shocked. 83 people were killed at that battle.
That's not much.
Well, I thought that was a lot.
Well, no, because we had the number of troops involved on the Mexican side, and it was a fairly good number of troops.
Well, there were 462...
2,000. 2,000 Mexican troops.
Yeah.
So to only have 86 on both sides, and the French lost that battle. So they probably had more troops.
462 were injured. Oh, well. Yeah, that daybreak to day, whatever it's called, that's the go-to that's the go-to answer, apparently.
But not what the old history books say, and this is why we still have to have knowledge.
Now, which history book did you look this up in?
The Encyclopedia Britannica.
Okay, all right. Sure, pull that out of yours.
Pulled it right out of my back pocket.
That's
there.
What I was trying to think.
Go ahead, caller.
8 hours.
8 hours. Not 8 hours, but a good guess.
Oh, me.
Not 8 hours.
Bob wants to get in on
that
contest.
Bob wants to get in on 740-383-9944. Don't forget, Progressive Life with Glenn Coble, 12:10 to 1 p.m. Offbeat News and Trivia, Nate Redman, 4:10 to 5. And Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon, 6:10 to 7, all today on this station. Don't go anywhere. We've still got 3 minutes left here. We're looking for the answer. How long did the Battle of Puebla last, which led to Cinco de Mayo? We're looking for Don Fleming or Ruth Green. We are looking for the reason why Wendy's discontinued ranch dressing. And does McDonald's have caramel sundaes? Of course they don't, Glenn.
They do. It says so on my phone.
I'm telling you, the phones will get you in trouble.
They obviously have.
They do not always provide the correct answers. 740-38. You said that with doubt.
There is doubt in my head.
And we're also going to try to check in with Pat Carroll. It's her 94th birthday. We've always checked in with her on her birthdays over the past many, many years. So we're going to try that next hour. 740-383-9944. Do we know how long the Battle of Puebla?
Yeah, well.
You know, that doesn't really rattle off the...
Now, is it at McDonald's where they've done away with the ranch?
No, Wendy's.
Wendy's, okay.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I called Main Street McDonald's, and they said they do have caramel sundaes.
There's my man.
They do have caramel sundaes.
I would give you a prize, but they won't let me do that.
Did they know what caramel was?
I'd like to know what it was.
Did you say caramel or caramel?
No, I said caramel.
Caramel. Good for you. And they knew, and they said, yes, we have them.
Right.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know, I think that's just somebody trying to get on your good side.
I probably was, yeah. Yep. There are a lot of kiss.
Why don't they advertise those?
I don't know. Now, it's saying that Wendy's still has ranch dressing. It shows
they do not.
Well, obviously, my phone is all messed up today, then.
Now, why would I make this up, Glenn?
To be controversial.
Is that controversial?
To be a curmudgeon. To be just off base.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to find Don Fleming and send him over to Wendy's. They'll have ranch dressing back like that. 740-383-9944, 59 minutes past the hour. How long did the Battle of Puebla go on? The battle that inspired Cinco de Mayo in 1862.
I think that they need better training at Wendy's, because I bet they still have ranch dressing.
She used the word discontinue.
Yeah, that's
discontinue.
Pretty final, isn't it?
Yeah, it sounded pretty final to me.
Well, she's in trouble if they still have it. I'm going to go there and order a salad on the way home.
And ask for ranch dressing. And she's going to say, well, we've discontinued that. Sorry about your luck.
That means they ran out of it and don't know what to tell you.
But you don't say discontinue. You say we ran out.
Yeah.
Would you like to substitute?
I saw a show the other day on TV where they were talking about all these restaurants like McDonald's, and they were asking about why do so many of those restaurants run out of ice cream?
Well, before we go to break here, Linda emailed us. Thank you, Linda. Linda said, yes, Mickey D's has always had caramel sundaes and frappes.
Yay! Frappes.
Have you ever had a frappe?
Well, I had to look it up the last time we said it on this show.
Well, hold your frappe, and we'll be back in 15 minutes. Stay tuned.
Hey, via the airwaves.
Same here. I'm very happy. I thank you very much for this opportunity to get this story out.
What do you want to see happen from this point out? This is Now the Truth.